Welcome back to the Power Hour.
6 minutes after, wherever, whenever you're listening, 6 minutes after, here and now, we have one of our absolute favorites. He's been on for years with Joyce and now will continue with us at the Power Hour. She is, I've said it several times, I will continue to say it, she is without a doubt, general medical knowledge, she is one of the finest minds we have in this country, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Her list of accomplishments is longer than my arm, and I got pretty long arms. She's a diplomat of the American Board of Family Practice, a fellow of the American College of Allergy and Immunology, and a diplomat of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. She is a lecturer of yearly original scientific materials. She is a research junkie. She is her own patient. You know, doctor, heal thyself. Well, that's what she had to do. And we are so blessed for it. We are so happy to have her on. Dr. Rogers, welcome back home to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. You know, I don't have to buy comic books anymore. I just read JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Because every week it makes me laugh, but then it makes me cry because... For people who don't hear your show, I'm afraid they are very much cheated. Here's an example. My issue came today, as a matter of fact, and it says they took people who were diagnosed with subclinical hypothyroidism. In other words, they aren't sure if they really need thyroid, even though the blood tests show that they do. And plus, remember from the our Total Wellness newsletter every month that we gave the evidence for the fact that the cutoffs that are being used by all the labs, LabCorp, Quest, et cetera, are over 25 years old and they're antiquated. And now they know that they used people who were already low in thyroid to determine those norms. So they're not normal. So we put the real norms. For example, you have to have a TSH less than 2 and you want to... free T3 greater than 3.5. But anyway, all that stuff is in this year's newsletter, all the facts and data. Because the sad thing is, they took thousands of people who had laboratory evidence of low thyroid, gave them thyroid, and it didn't help their symptoms of poor memory, obesity, fatigue, all the different things, high lipids, triglycerides, cholesterol. You know why? Because they gave them Synthroid, levothyroxine, the number one prescribed drug. And that is not the active thyroid hormone. That is what's called T4. In order to convert T4, you have to have an enzyme that converts it to the active T3. Which now makes you energetic and get rid of your obesity, your poor memory, your fatigue, etc. But that enzyme has to have one mineral in it that's extremely important. It's not iodine, by the way, but that also is very important. Selenium. Do you think even one of those researchers looked at a selenium level? No. Because medicine is utterly clueless. I'm telling you, they do not look for the cause and cure of anything. And so without enough selenium, the Synthroid may not work because it can't be converted to the active thyroid hormone. So thousands of people. And then, of course, they don't look at the iodine levels, which I think a third grader knows you need iodine for a thyroid. And then they don't look at the thyroid-binding globulin, the receptors, healing the... Because the other thing is that when... Any hormone turns on the cell's action. How does it do it? It fits like a lock and key into the cell receptor. But if the cell receptor, the cell membrane, has the wrong fatty acids, they don't have enough cod liver oil, or they don't have the phosphatidylcholine, the PC powder, the anchor for the cod liver oil, then they don't have the right fats in the cell membrane, and then the lock and key doesn't work. So there's so much. All this chemistry is in pretty much in the latest book, How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes, because I never leave anybody out when I write a book. It could have just as well have been called How to Cure Alzheimer's or How to Cure umpteen other things, because it's just about how the body works and what vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids are crucial in the function and how they get low. Because there are only two things that cause all disease. Only two causes. It's so simple. We see it over and over. In my 50 years in medicine, it's the same thing no matter what your label is. Doesn't matter if you've got MS or cancer or atrial fibrillation or arthritis. The label is meaningless. What counts is the cause. And there are only two causes. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. So that's what we assay. I do this with readers of our books and newsletters in 24 countries on the phone. I've done it for 15 years. And we interpret for them 12 pages of their molecular biochemistry that looks at all the vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, aminos, etc., to see how did they get sick, what's causing it, and why aren't they getting well? Because the other thing is, as we, and by the way, like you said, I'm a reference junkie. Everything I say, we have the scientific backup someplace in our 15 books and 30 years of monthly newsletter. When I review folks' data, before I look at their 12-page essay of all their nutrients, I also read the last 3 years of records from all of their different physicians. So I've had an education that far surpasses what I learned in medical school 50 years ago, because I get to see the records now from Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, creme de la creme. Everybody's guidelines, doesn't matter if they're a cardiologist or if they're an internist or a neurologist, their guidelines are drugs, devices, or surgery. There's no looking for cause and cure.
Let me interject a question here, and give me a second to set it up, because it's very important. And every time you come on here, we laugh at this point, because you have some funny thing that you got from JAMA or whatever about some just ridiculous nonsense and how off-base they are. You made a statement. You said that the medical industry, the medical community, is so clueless most of the time. That's a very bold statement. We had Richard Amerling on, who was, he teaches now at a university, but he basically said the same thing. He gave the whole medical industry a grade of a D. You've given it an F+ before, so you're about close. But is that true what you say? Is the medical industry, clueless is a strong word. Is that accurate? And if so, how in the world did it get so off base? Hello, John, are you there? Is she there? Okay. Yeah, she got cut off somehow there. I don't know what happened, so John will get her back. But to me, we've had these experts on say this all over and over again, and we hear it, and we start to believe it. But, let's get to the – is this really true? Is it really this bad? That's what I'd like to know. If you want to ask Sherry a question, you can call 866-582-9933, or you can email. We do have a few emails. People seem to like to do that. Support at powerhournation.com. Support at powerhournation.com. In the subject, just put – questions for Dr. Rogers, questions for Sherry, either one, we'll get them. And we do have some questions about heart and high blood pressure, so we'll give a chance to ask those. And also Pastor Wright wanted me to read a comment. That's how he found the Power Hour, was listening to Dr. Sherry Rogers. And he's done a lot of work in his congregation introducing her books and her material. If you want some of her books, it's some of the best resource material for the average person. The average person with average everyday questions and problems. PrestigePublishing.com is the website. You can go there and check out her books. You can check out her journal or her newsletter. Her newsletter is up to date. She is on top of it. She's a research junkie. John just told us we're having a little bit of trouble getting her back, so we'll continue on. She's a research junkie, and the leading forethought, knowledge, and research on different subjects she provides, and that's all on her newsletter, PrestigePublishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com. I always think of my in-laws when I have Dr. Rogers on. I don't know, I told you stories about my in-laws. They're very medical, and we've had, you know, certain discussions about things, and I can see how a whole world, a whole industry, and you can see how a whole nation that gets built on this infrastructure that's created. Money drives it. I mean, I think of my in-laws, their whole lives are built around this information and this system, and to change that takes an admitting of wrong. And doctors are some of the most arrogant people on the face of the earth. I mean, that's been my experience. Maybe you have something else, but that's certainly been mine. And first they got to admit that something's wrong. And then from there, where does it go? And it's just, this just fascinates me. So I wanted to get Dr. Rogers, I mean, is it really that bad? And get a clear answer. We're having trouble getting her back. I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out. One of the health news is, one of the articles in news under thepowerhour.com I thought was hilarious. Well, not the article. I'll tell you the story about what's funny. It's about charcoal and how the benefits of it. So eating it and, you know, using it in poultices and all those things, similar to clay, the bentonite clay. And we have all those, of course, at the Powerball. One of the customers, we haven't mentioned, if we don't mention products, people don't buy them. It's like out of sight, out of mind. That's why we mention all these things. And one of the customers for the charcoal called up. I'm not going to use any names, but it's pretty funny. He called up and says that he works a bar, he runs a bar, and he loves that charcoal. He used a little more colorful language than that. He loves the charcoal because he gives it to all his patrons when they're leaving so that they don't drunk, so they don't have a hangover. It says great for hangovers. So there's yet another use for the charcoal is the hangovers. Anyway, Dr. Rogers, we got about 10 seconds. We're about to go on break. We got you back. I'll ask you that question again on the other side, and it's great to have you again. ThePowerHour.com, PrestigePublishing.com, of course, is Dr. Rogers' website, all her books, all her newsletters. Check that out. We'll have a phone number on the other side. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. So good to be here. Stay tuned. We have Dr. Rogers back live and in color. So I'm going to finish the question that I was trying to ask before we got cut off. Allow me to phrase this hopefully completely here, Dr. Rogers. We have seen so much money and resources and whole lives and a whole industry built around the medical technology and the medical direction that we've gone. You, among others, we had Dr. Richard Amerling on the other day. That was extremely critical, especially of the scientific research, how they manipulate that. You've discussed that in the past. You use the word clueless, that the medical profession slash industry slash whatever you want to call it is clueless. Now, for many people even listening, they rely on that industry in so many ways. It's a very strong statement you made. Is it really that bad, and how in the world did it get that bad, if that's so?
Oh, we know the answers to all of it. They, just as tiny examples, and these are right out of the last year's Journal of the American Medical Association, there was an article that said, we don't need to check folks' vitamin D levels anymore because most of them are not, when you give it, it doesn't help. And what they did was they started with a level that is far too low. It's only for rickets. It has nothing to do with heart disease, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, depression, high blood pressure, all the things that you must have vitamin D in order to correct them. It goes on and on. And the next month there was an article on vitamin E. They said giving vitamin E didn't help. Well, they were so clueless again. Not only didn't they use the right level, they forgot to mention that vitamin E is eight entities. It's not one thing. You're cheated if your nutrient says vitamin E, because that's only one. That's alpha-tocopherol, and it's usually synthetic. And it actually lowers the other seven parts that you must have in order to stop cancers, to stop high blood pressure, to stop clotting and heart attacks, plaque rupture, you name it. And so it just goes on and on. We have actually given all of this evidence in the last, 5 or 6 years of the newsletter. And then other people like Dr. Marcia Angel was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine for 25 years and wrote the scathing book, The Truth About the Drug Industry. Because what happens is, in order to save money, they want to use fewer physicians because they don't have as many as they could use. And so they want PAs. You've seen it. You go to the doctor's office, you get the nurse, you get the PA first. Sometimes you don't see the doctor for a year. And so because they've made recipes for everything called the practice guidelines. So a person comes in, say, for example, he has high blood pressure. The recipe is first give him a diuretic, then give him a beta blocker, then give them an ACE inhibitor, then give them a calcium channel blocker, etc. It's all drugs, devices, and surgery. And yet, as we showed in the high blood pressure hoax, you give some of them just arginine, magnesium, maybe some PC powder, phosphatidylcholine, and some cod liver oil. They totally cure their high blood pressure. In fact, you've been on when people have called and said that they heard from the show the month before. I think it was when I was doing it with Joyce. They would call in and say, I'm a truck driver, and I heard the show last month, and I got that book, The High Blood Pressure Hoax. I started taking, they only took like 3 nutrients, and they said they're off their blood pressure medicine. They feel like they're 16 years old. And when they went to their doctor, he just said, oh, well, I'm not interested, but just keep it up, whatever you're doing. And so these practice guidelines are basically drugs.
Let me interject right there, what you're saying. I think this is an important point. You talk about the journal basically doing false research on natural things because they don't even know what they're doing. Is that intentional on some level, or is it just plain ignorance? You know, at the high, very high level, these drug companies, do they know this? Is this intentional or just ignorance?
They have to know it. Because, for example, the statin drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, for cholesterol, they guarantee you will get Alzheimer's. And the evidence for that is in the cholesterol hoax and how to turn your cholesterol off as well without statins. They work by poisoning the enzyme HMG-CoA reductase in the liver that makes cholesterol. Well, you can turn that enzyme down without causing Alzheimer's, without damaging the tau protein and creating amyloid in the brain and Alzheimer's, with a nutrient that's part of vitamin E, the tocotrienols. And this is in the book, The Cholesterol Hoax. But have I ever seen the records anywhere, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic, where doctors treating people for high cholesterol looked at their levels of vitamin E, gamma tocopherol? No, they just put them on the statins.
There's the music. On the other side, we have a couple new products of yours that we are carrying now, the phosphatidylcholine, the detox packs. We'll talk about that. And we have several emails about people's questions for you also. That and more on the other side with Dr. Sherry Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com. Stay tuned. We're kind of wrapping up the question and everything that we went to before the break, Dr. Rogers. You were telling me about an article you read about one drug in 68 hospitals. Just give that statistic. I think this is telling.
Well, it was in the Wall Street last week that the annual revenue from the total from 68 hospitals in the United States was $14 billion. And I remembered that in its hiatus, when Lipitor was before it became generic, 1 year it made $14 billion. So one drug from one company makes the same amount of money as 68 hospitals altogether total. And that gives you an idea of the power of the drug industry, the lobbying and so forth, how they are, practice guidelines are, and the research that supports the men and women who make the practice guidelines in the medical schools, the recipes that we're all supposed to follow. And they have no nutrients in them. For example, when you have high blood pressure, then they basically have, cardiologists have about 8 categories of drugs and 4 procedures they can do if you have angina or atrial fib or high blood pressure, and then they're done. And none of their directions, none of their practice guidelines say even look at something as rudimentary as an RBC magnesium. Yet if your and serum is worthless, and all this information is in the books, the newsletters, the high blood pressure hoax, the cholesterol hoax, is your cardiologist killing you, in the Total Wellness Monthly newsletter, because it's so important. Just being low in one mineral, like magnesium, sets you up for having a heart attack. And it's so bad that when you get to the emergency room, no matter how much defibrillation they try to do or with the paddles, cardio conversion, nothing works, because if there's not enough magnesium in the heart, you can't make it work. And so that's why it's extremely important for people to start to understand what minerals and vitamins especially and fatty acids are so crucial for the heart. And, for example, now a lot of cardiologists actually, they cannot ignore the overwhelming hundreds and hundreds of articles that show that you need higher levels of icosapentaenoic, docosahexaenoic acid. Those are the things in cod liver oil. So they recommend, instead of good quality cod liver oil, they recommend fish oil, which is poor quality, in capsules, could be rancid, which is actually a negative, and they forget to give the anchor for the cod liver oil, which is PC powder, phosphatidylcholine, UI, a form that's non-GMO. I mean, they're just clueless. They do not know any molecular biochemistry of healing because it's not taught in our classes.
Let's talk about phosphatidylcholine. That's one of the two, along the detox packs, that's one of the things that we've added this week, and it's on special. You've talked about phosphatidylcholine as long as I've known you. Exactly what goes into that? How crucial is phosphatidylcholine?
Well, if you think of it this way, the cell envelope, the skin around every single cell, is like the computer keyboard. Out of that comes the messages, the nuclear factor, captive, et cetera, things that kill cancer cells, that kill invading organisms, that send messages to make energy, et cetera, all throughout the body. So the computer, that cell membrane is like a sandwich. You can think of it as a double layer. The innards, or the meat of the sandwich, is cod liver oil, basically. That's the best one to be in there. The bread that holds it together, PC powder, phosphatidylcholine.
L-phosphatidylcholines are the same.
Together.
And we have a special kind that you recommend. I mean, not just any will do. It's got to be a certain quality. Is that correct?
Right. You want, whenever everything that goes in your body goes to your brain. And as we evidenced, for example, one of the leading vitamin minerals is Centrum. It has the form of copper in it that actually creates Alzheimer's, whereas the chelated copper is the form that you must have in your brain for the cytochrome C oxidase, for all the different enzymes that keep you out of depression and out of Alzheimer's and dementia and so forth. The form of foods is very important. Unfortunately, phosphatidylcholine, most of it comes from soy, so you want a non-GMO product, which is what this is. Plus, you want a powder, because there's so many capsules. Anytime you can get away without a capsule, with liquid, powder, or sublingual dissolved under the tongue, then you want to do that. And that's why we're always looking for nutrients that are not only high quality, but also can bypass the capsules. Sometimes the capsules are needed to protect against the hydrochloric acid in the stomach. But in this case, anyway, this is a non-GMO PC powder, and it's the bread of the membrane sandwich, if you will. And the salt and pepper on the sandwich, it protects everything, the eight forms of vitamin E.
How important is that phosphatidylcholine? If we don't have it in our diet, obviously we're deficient.
Liver and eggs and some foods, but not a lot of foods, because a lot of people incorrectly avoid eggs because of cholesterol, which is ridiculous, and we've given the evidence for that in Total Wellness and in the cholesterol hoax. And people, and liver isn't exactly a very popular food. Plus, it's the chemical factory, so it can have a lot of residues of the antibiotics that the animals were fed. And so that's another reason why PC powder is so crucial. And I've seen it turn around along with other nutrients, atrial fibrillation, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, arthritis, you name it, because it's fundamental to the chemistry of the human body.
What about the detox packets? We've got 2 minutes before the break, or about a minute and a half.
Well, there are only two things that cause all disease. The nutrient levels go down, and so we measure those to see what needs fixing. For example, if you don't have enough zinc, then your body becomes acidic instead of alkaline because you don't make enough of the enzyme carbonic anhydrase, etc. There are 200 zinc enzymes. I promise I won't give them all. So the two things that cause all disease are nutrient levels go down and toxicity levels go up. We're the most toxic people ever on the planet Earth because we have 85,000 toxins that we're exposed to every day. We all have in us already mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic. The mercury, you might say, oh, well, I don't have any mercury amalgams. The mercury can come from the corn syrup and corn sugar, corn starch, corn flour. That's the backbone of the American diet because it's FDA approved to be able to put this mercury chloralkali processed corn sugar in all processed foods.
So how do you use the detox packs, these detox packs, quickly?
Well, we
how
can
do you,
all detox every day. Every day, before you go to bed, you want to say to yourself, did I do enough detoxing today? Did I do some things to try to lower the load that I got from my air, food, and water? Because we're all tanking up all the time.
Oh, boy. There's the music. On the other side, I promise we're going to get to your questions. I know we got three or four questions here. We're going to try to spitfire them with Dr. Rogers. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned. PrestigePublishing.com is our website, ladies and gentlemen. PrestigePublishing.com for you. Now the questions here. This is from Diane. I work at a major airport. I see dozens of people every day carrying CPAP machines. I know you said sleep apnea isn't caused by a lack of a CPAP machine. So what is causing the frequent problem of sleep apnea?
Oh, great question. All CPAP people have what we call endothelial dysfunction. And that's the exact same thing that also causes high blood pressure. All the cures are in the high blood pressure hoax. Some people, all you have to do is fix their magnesium or their arginine or their PC or do their cod liver oil with a PC and boost their magnesium to 1,000 a day and their arginine to 1,000 a day, and they're done. They don't even have it anymore. Depends on the person. So the high blood pressure hoax, that'll do it. By the way, last 4 years of the newsletter, we have what we call crystal ball tests, which are very important. People can learn to order their own because they will show, if you feel well, you're going to be dead in 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, and
ooh,
they're all fixable. They're not done in medicine, even though they're all available, LabCorp and Quest, only because of one reason. It takes nutritional knowledge to fix them. There are no drugs for them.
Another question. Great answer, Dr. Rogers. Great question, Diane. This is from Moses. Moses says, ask her if she knows how to cure H. pylori. H. pylori. I've been suffering for months. I've tried many products.
H. pylori, a Helicobacter pylori, is a bacteria that is in 2 out of 3 people's stomachs without their even knowing it. What it does bad, and this is all in the book, No More Heartburn, it burrows into the bloodstream and goes right to the heart and creates plaque, cardiac plaque. So that's in No More Heartburn, how to get rid of H. pylori.
So what is it's a bacteria?
It's easy as Pepto-Bismol, but it's not always.
So it's some kind of bacteria or something?
Yes.
Else?
Uh-huh. And it creates.
Where do you get
plaque?
That? Where would you get that?
It's everywhere. You can't avoid it. It's
I
in 2 out of 3
okay.
people's stomachs. And they don't even know they have it.
Ooh. Okay, here's another question from Jenny. What does Dr. Sherry think of adult stem cell therapy for nerve damage and arthritis?
Oh, well, Well, let's go to arthritis because I've had experience with that. Many of us have tried that for arthritis, but the most effective things for arthritis have been, number one, the nightshade-free diet, and that's in pain-free in 6 weeks. Three out of four people, in fact, we even published a paper on it, three out of four people who don't eat the nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, cayenne, chili, paprika, modified food, starch, etc., they will not hurt anymore. But if you have even one little bit of it, for example, when I had it, I had a paralyzed leg, which mimicked a ruptured disc, severe back pain for 6 weeks, and we knew the antigen antibody complex would drop off in 6 weeks if I stopped eating it, and it did, and I was back to tennis. So pain-free in 6 weeks teaches you how to...
Another question, you know, you mentioned the book. Another question that we got was about books. What book, you know, I don't know where to start, don't have anything specific wrong with me. What book do I start with?
Well, the fun thing then would be like the 2015 through 18, the Total Wellness Newsletter, because then we go to even higher levels of things that are wrong with people and that they don't know about that are changeable or avoidable. And then... if they run across symptoms that they do want to deal with, then it will tell them about which book to go to. So the newsletter is great for people who want to be even much further ahead. We have people
Here's
who are like 86, and they write to us and say, I just did a 6K. They're joggers and everything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they get themselves really well.
So the key to this really is you have the responsibility. You have the information, but they have to take responsibility, and you'll walk them through it. But they got to do something here. This isn't like medicine where you go to the doctor, he hits your knee with a hammer, and then you take a pill. I mean, this is responsible medicine here.
Right. My goal, even though I had a wonderful 40-year career in medicine, closed my office, I still do these consults for 15 years because... I can't stand to see people dying needlessly. Our goal is to make people too smart to fail.
I talked to you during the break about leaky valve, and it just happens that we had an email about this. They have some leaky valve symptoms. What would you recommend for that?
I assume you're speaking about a cardiac valve because you have lots of other ones
in
the body.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to paraphrase everything.
There are many things going on once a person's valve is leaky. And many times it's because the valve itself is just a piece of tissue. When the heart beats, the valve opens up, and then when it relaxes in diastole, the valve closes back down. If it's made out of bad chemistry, doesn't have the right amount of magnesium and arginine and phosphatidylcholine and cod liver oil as simple examples, then it doesn't work well and it's sloppy or floppy. So, again, start with the book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And get if you think you're going to have heart surgery, I would get that assay first. Because if you cannot fix the valve, you go into surgery as a much healthier person.
Oh, very good. We got about a minute or so. It's just always a pleasure talking to you. I'm always intrigued, amazed. I mean, all these, I don't know what other adjective I can give, but it's just a pleasure knowing you, Dr. Rogers, and having you on. Last minute or so is yours. What would you like to leave us in conclusion?
Well, when I lectured at Oxford years ago, and I thought, you know, boy, they're way ahead of the United States, but they just did a study that was published in another journal, the American Medical Association, which really blew my mind because you would think, okay, they eat a lot better in England than we do. They don't have a lot of our FDA-approved mercury-laden corn syrup, et cetera.
GMO.
One out of three guys, 25 years of age, average age, 25, already has high blood pressure. We are in deep trouble. Everybody should read the high blood pressure hoax because the health, even if you don't have high blood pressure, the health of your blood vessels determines your brain, everything.
PrestigePublishing.com is the website and the source for her books. Do you have a phone number you'd like to give out for that, Dr. Rogers?
1-800-846-6687. 1-800-846-6687 or PrestigePublishing.com.
1-800-846-6687. 846-6687. Dr. Rogers, again, a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon. And you have a fun trip back down to Florida, and I want you to win. I want you to whoop some butt for me. I got to live vicariously through you.
I have a tennis game in 10 minutes. All right.
All right, do it. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic weekend. Know who you are. Look in that mirror. You are the power. God gave you the power. You go forward in that power. We'll talk to you next week. Pastor Wright's going to lead off. Let us know about 9980, please. Thank you.